Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott misplays the ball. That's an error on Burrott. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Temple scores. Runnels moves to third. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Astros. Don Roe now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Staub moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Bateman reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. Aspromonte scores. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Astros. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. It's 7-0, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub is hit by the pitch. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite takes first base on ball four. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Pete Runnels. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hicks hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burrotite hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Burrotite moves to second. It's 7-1, Astros. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards center. Hicks fields it and throws to second to catch Spangler for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a line drive towards the mound. Rowe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-3 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brotite is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brotite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rowe hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 0 for 1 in the game. Fazio hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.